Somebody's got to do it. Have you noticed we're all childless losers? So we're looking like we've landed on another planet. We're like, what are you, creature? Hello, Madeline. Madeline is our very first 9-year-old pundit on the Stephanie Miller Show. She is my friend Catherine Fugier's daughter. And here's my friend Catherine is obviously a producer and a writer because she sent me quite extensive show prep on Madeline. You've been a little stage mommy. Just let her talk. She's coaching her. Whatever, mommy dearest. Just gentle down here. This is more show prep than I get on most guests that have had, like, that can drive. All right, Madeline, let's talk. Let's you and I talk.
Okay.
So you, all right, you campaign. Well, first of all, you were your third grade student council representative. You ran, your platform was puppies and cookies.
Yes.
I think I that's a solid first platform for third grade, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except you, like a socialist, you made your mom do all the work. She made all the cookies, right?
Actually, we did it in the cafeteria.
Oh, you did?
Kitchen.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
I
who
apologize.
Made the cookies?
This Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you might want to, you want to be a comedian when you grow up. I'm trying to toughen you up. This is, I'm part of the village that's raising you, and I'm here for the tough love.
Excuse me?
But guess what? You know what I have? I'm an adult, and I have a, this is my job, and I have a fart machine. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, guess what? I have actually a fart box that has a remote control at home. This I prank my mom all the time.
All this can be yours someday.
I put salt in the toothpaste.
I may will this show to you. This I will leave this show to you in my will.
I put salt in the sugar bowl and she made me salty strawberry.
Okay. Jim, when you give the eulogy as Tom Brokaw, you need to make sure that you explain that I have left my fart machine to Madeline.
This is Tom Brokaw explaining that Stephanie Miller has left her fart machine to Madeline.
Right. Okay. Don't try not to laugh at my funeral, okay? too giddy about taking over my show,
funeral.
But all right.
I was an
all right. So what? Okay, Catherine, we talked about this because every parents all over America are talking about how they explain this election and Donald Trump to their kids. So you, Madeline knows about the tape with Donald Trump saying the things about grabbing a woman's
private
yeah,
parts.
Yeah.
We used
another P, the private parts.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'm not a parent, but I'm familiar. With things, Catherine. Okay. So what did you, so what was that conversation like, having to explain that to your child, and what?
Well, she did hear there was a hot mic, and she did hear some words were said. She was confused what those words were. She actually heard the other P word several times.
Uh-huh.
Assumed we were referring to a kitty cat.
Right.
Mentioned the two mm-hmm. kitty cats we had at home. Not those kitty cats. And then we used private parts, but I said, how would you feel if a man felt because he was rich or had a golden toilet that
right.
it was okay to grab you by the private part.
Mm-hmm.
She did not like that. Is that correct? How do you feel about that?
I probably would not like to hear about that ever again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have taken a firm stance against golden toilets, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Why don't you tell us what you do about bullies like that who would grab your private parts?
Tell someone you know
right.
about it. So that
right.
And
exactly. If you see something, say something, right? Yeah. Isn't this fantastic? We have to have these conversations surrounding a presidential candidate of the United States.
It was bad enough when we had to have
yeah.
Conversations about terrorists. And she had an actual lockdown drill. They have drills now for third graders on what to do if an active shooter wow. walks into your class.
True.
Is that scary? Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So that's what you're dealing with now. What an active shooter is.
Wow.
And now what a what can
I've never been so happy
say.
To be old because yeah. we didn't have to deal with this or Donald Trump running for president when I was that age. That is do your friends talk about bullying? Because you probably talk about that anyway, right?
Not often.
Not often. What do you talk about in third grade?
Well,
or fourth grade, pardon me. Sorry.
Well, we barely ever talk about bullies because there's not that many bullies.
Oh, there's not. Yeah. What does that mean?
Technically, there's no bullies in the entire school.
Oh, you're an all-girls school.
No.
No. Okay. You're confusing me. She's pretty slippery. She's going to be a politician, Sean.
Exactly.
I can feel it. Okay. But yeah, I mean, but this is, Catherine, we've talked about this with the head of the teachers union. That there is bullying going on across the country, and the kids are chanting Trump at Hispanic kids and build a wall, and to Muslim kids, you're gonna be sent back when Donald Trump is president.
Well, she's been concerned. She's already concerned about her friends who have black skin and brown skin, because that scares her. She has many friends in her school. It's a very encompassing school.
Right.
But she even got in the car once, and her friend who has white skin, who's Swedish, is worried about her being sent back. So the message is everybody gets sent back unless you're one kind of white person who speaks with a certain accent. And that's very scary, because she was telling me the other day about the crayon box, that the crayon box doesn't only have one white crayon in it. It has many colors, and the world is a beautiful place, and pictures are beautiful because you can use all the colors in the crayon box.
Children say the most magical things, even though you probably had no idea what you were saying. But you know what? I remember I was at your birthday party, and you were playing with your little African-American friend. You were actually playing with crayons. Remember, that's when I tried to get your picture, and you ran screaming and called me paparazzi. Remember that?
Yes.
I got the picture anyway, so there. And I tweeted it out, and I said, they don't hate until we teach them to.
That's absolutely true.
Although the Crayola crayon box does say flesh-colored.
Flesh-colored, so, yes. You're like, which color flesh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they have three mottos in her school. Why don't you tell the three mottos?
Be safe, be kind, and be responsible.
Wow. That sounds fair. That sounds like a good platform. What? Okay, wait a minute. So you're also, you're a junior ranger. What does that entail? What do your duties entail?
You protect every living thing. Like, for an example, each state has like a couple junior rangers in like a couple cities. And like each state, you have to like fill out a form and find these objects. And then you get to say the pledge, and you have to do the badge. And one of the pledges said, and I promise never to say, are we there yet?
Okay. Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Does she have any thoughts on Donald Trump thinking climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese? That's probably a little. That's for fifth grade.
Oh, you know, speaking of Chinese.
Yes.
If he wants if he's mad about jobs going to China, then how come his ties are made in China?
Oh, bam! Gangsta mic drop.
Yeah.
Bam! Fourth grade. Take that. Catherine, you tweeted, "Dear rest of the world, this is not who we are. This is not America. Look away from the bat crazy man. We will survive this." We were just saying that, realizing that the world is watching this spectacle.
Well, because of my job, I've traveled all over the world, so I have friends in every country, and they're all texting me and writing, basically, "What the hell's going on with you people?
Right?
Like, what's happened, and how are you feeling? And this is not the America we know and love." Because if nothing else, no matter who your president was, we spoke with kindness and leadership. We were the elegant speaker, and we at least pretended to be a leader. And this is the first election that I've seen someone believe that the low common denominator is the way we speak about other people and how we behave. And that,
can I just say that
not a leader.
That was a very good point, but I was distracted by Madeline grabbing two stuffed animals to calm her nerves. Because you're obviously a liberal helper. I think you should lend those to Kellyanne Conway for the next time she has to make a TV appearance. She's going to need more binkies, don't you think?
No, Kate McKinnon, boy. She's got a career for the next 10 years.
You love the Saturday Night Live sketches with Kate McKinnon. And you think, you said that either you would like Hillary Clinton or Kate McKinnon to be president.
I never said that.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, your mom, your mom did some opposition research on you.
I said that she loves both of them equally now. She's obsessed with Kate McKinnon in any way.
Me too.
When she's Hillary, when she's a Ghostbuster, when she's Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter now. It's all about Kate
McKinnon. She would be a way better president than Donald Trump, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've double binkied up there. You have two stuffed animals. Is this stressful? Am I stressing you out? I don't mean to.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Now she's hitting them. Catherine, you tweeted the same feeling I had about. You said, "I still can't shake the nauseating feeling that I watched a woman being stalked, shamed, threatened, and abused by a man last night on live TV." Yeah, it was just the whole spectacle was and you heard Donald Trump said it was because she was getting all up in his space. That's what it was.
Well, it was an odd experience. I had one or three or four glasses of wine during the debate.
Unusual for me. I had a few as well.
I had reactions.
I picked the sniffing drinking game. It was a bad choice. Yes. Yeah. No.
But I had reactions. I was molested, and, like most women, and I think it's, 90-something percent have had a bad sexual encounter. And it kept bringing that up, what it's like to be someone encroaching behind you, grabbing you, breathing over you, trying to distract you from your life. And Then the next day, there were tons of articles. And then that saying, just that, how it triggered so many women in America, that reminder of what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man, who won't even give you the respect to speak and answer your question. So.
Now, see, I've never really understood the point of having children, but the fact that she just patted you on the shoulder while you were saying that, that just made me ovulate. And this has been all dust down here for many years.
Yeah.
Can you just send her over to pat me on the shoulder sometimes? Because I just need that. I need a little. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Mommy. What is it, Madeline, what is your favorite quote from The Little Prince about the heart?
It is only with the heart that one can see rightly, and what is essential is invisible to the eye.
Okay,
that's what the little fox is, by the way.
All right, I know, I understand. I just ovulated again.
Why do you like that quote?
Because A, it's being said by a fox, and B, because it's... I forgot my other region.
Well, the B was, it reminds you that it doesn't matter what the skin color or gender of a person.
Thanks, Mom.
It's with their heart that you see them.
Listen, allow her to have her Rick Perry oops moment, okay? She forgot.
Thanks, Mom.
I have big cue cards over here.
You're such a stage mom.
Wait, where are your index cards that you...
No, I know.
So, Madeline, why do you like Hillary?
She cares about everyone, unlike we know who.
I think I know it. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm just going to warn you real quickly that I laugh at things that might not even be funny. I'm
thank you. And as a comedian, I appreciate you saying that. That's very supportive. Hey, look over here. I have a fart machine. Okay. Gets them every time. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
Bye.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Don't you understand a heartbreak? Oh.
Okay.